proceeds from the sale of oil last year stands at 660,200,000 Ghana cedis. The amount includes 5% royalties. The chairman of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, Major Ablokwaku, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said part of the amount was used to fund the budget, whilst another part was set aside for the Heritage Fund. He said in the budget, monies were dedicated to agriculture, gas, and road infrastructure.
In total, the government of Ghana, represented by GMPC, the gross revenue in dollar terms was 444,124,000. But this was in respect of revenues up to December. If you convert that into cedis, it is 666,200,000. That is the total. And it is made up of royalties carried and participating interest. You know, the one we talk about royalties, it is that portion of the oil revenue that is paid to the state as owner of the resource. And that is about 5% of the total, of the gross production. And then besides that, when you take off that 5%, whatever is left of the revenue, Ghana is entitled to 10%, which it doesn't pay for. It is a share that it doesn't pay for.
We've mentioned what we got. Now, how did we spend it?
The Act, the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, gives guidelines as to how revenues are supposed to be spent. And the first directive is that all the money should go into a petroleum holding fund. Then from the petroleum holding fund, we allocate those revenues into slots. The first one is to determine the amount that will go into the annual budget, the funding of the annual budget. So we call it the annual budget funding amount. Then after that, we look at the future generations, because they are equally entitled to the resource while it's under the ground, and that is called the Heritage Fund. And then the third aspect is that it should also have funds that will take excesses. For instance, if in a particular year we make a good, we are fortunate to have
a windfall,
then we shouldn't spend that money just on anything. We should put it aside into a stabilization fund.
Chairman of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, Major Ablokwaku. Meanwhile, the Executive Director of SEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey, has called for transparency in the oil sector. This, he said, will allow the public to get interested in issues bordering on the oil sector and do their own assessment. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Abbey said the public must know the priorities initiated by government for the use of the oil revenue. Dr. Abbey spoke to Kingsley Obenchere.
There isn't enough transparency on what is happening in the oil sector, and I think that's a bad start. We must be able to know exactly all the priorities that in any given year the government has set up for the use of the oil resources so that we can all join. So I think that on the expenditure side, I would recommend to the committee that they insist that the public should be brought in to assist. All of us then can be harnessed to support the efforts of the committee. The revenue side, again, is not very clear to me. It is very difficult to get information about how much oil we are actually producing, how much we are getting for it. So I think that it should be a matter of public interest that we should be able to assess, and it should be available each month, how much oil did we actually produce? Who lifted? How much did they get for their liftings? Because what is happening is we are not harnessing the vested interests of the key lifters to serve the national purpose. What happens is you pay them, you assign to them their collections according to their shares. Whatever they do with it, how much they realize with it, it seems to me like right now is their business. But that's not good enough. It should be that when they make their sales, they market the oil, that they pay into the same fund. That way, each one of them will be interested in the marketing strategies of the others.
Then what do we say of the fact that sometimes even the oil prices within a specific period is known? So even before it is lifted, people will have a hazy idea and then use it to check what the companies lifting are doing.
Well, precisely. We did some work which said that, generally speaking, the prices that were being realized, at the time when they used to give us information, we could monitor by ourselves, compare with the Brent crude price, and we found that by and large, they were doing a good job.
Executive Director of SEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey.